Scott, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Tony.
I got to tell you, it was great meeting you yesterday, and the atmosphere at your plant was like a rock concert. It was really something to be a part of, and I saw a sense of pride on your face just being able to host and watch that.
Yeah, it was a great day. The sound guys were there setting up about 6 in the morning, and we had AC/DC rocking. So the rock concert analogy is pretty good. Yep.
Well, before we talk about Lansing Grand River Assembly and the new Cadillac, give us a little bit about your background. Take us to high school to where you are now.
Wow. I grew up in north central Indiana, small town of Peru, and been with General Motors after graduation. Went to GMI up in when it was called General Motors Institute up in Flint, Michigan. So that was my first voyage to the great state of Michigan. And quite honestly, never thought I would live here. And started in the Indianapolis plant, stamping and assembly. There for about 16 years, got an opportunity up in Pontiac, Michigan. And basically transferred my family up here. And that's really where my wife and I, Jerry, raised our three children, just north of the Pontiac area. Really worked in headquarters for the old truck organization. Kind of bounced around in some of the assembly plants and stamping plants. Found myself in 2005 after a stint in product engineering and manufacturing engineering. Headed to Flint Metal Center. I was the plant manager up there in, I guess, 2004. I had an opportunity in Lake Orion to come back as the plant manager there in 2005. We launched the G6, the second engine combination, the coupe, and then the retractable hardtop. Came back to Lansing for about 2 weeks as the plant manager at LGR, and we had a sudden opening down in Latin America in that region for a manufacturing engineering director. And for the last 4 years prior to this assignment, I was in Latin America and Africa in charge of 13 plants and launching vehicles. And we built about 1 million units, in the Southern Hemisphere and in the country of Africa. And then about February of this year, I got a call when I was in Argentina and said that there was the regional operations plant manager opening in Lansing and would I be interested. And quite honestly, I've been out of country for almost 4 years, and I got a couple of grandkids now. My kids are grown, and really took the opportunity, my wife and I, to come back to the U.S. and kind of, I wouldn't say restart our life, but get to know each other, get to know the entire family again. So it's exciting to be back in Lansing, and couldn't have picked a better spot.
Scott, what is the difference in running a plant and managing a plant in Africa and Latin America as opposed to right here in Lansing?
You know, GM typically... we build where we sell units, and so when you start looking at a smaller country, like we had plants in Colombia, Ecuador, Venezuela, obviously there's different government regulations and rules. There's really different governments. You know, we have a republic based upon a democracy here. We do business in total dictatorships all the way to free democracy. So it's just really understanding the rules and really. When it comes down to building the cars, we build them with the same global manufacturing system. We just may build, like, for example, in Kenya, we built 1.5 job per hour. You know, you had to almost line the vehicle up with a post to see it move, but that's really what the market demanded. You know, it's a growing economy. And then, you know, here, you know, we build vehicles at about a 55 job an hour clip. So it's just really that's the same type of a build process. Just smaller in scale, larger in scale, but really it's we involve people, and the standardized work we teach our people is the same in Africa as it is in the U.S.
Did you ever worry about your safety when you were in Latin America and Africa?
Well, you know, we talk about like yellow status here and things like that. You know, we had a lot of orange countries. Occasionally we'd go red in Venezuela, depending on what the circumstances were. Really never had what I would call any type of close calls. Brazil, there's a lot of bulletproof cars that run around. And so you just learn, you know, to always be attentive when you're outside of a car, when you're on a street. And you just got to be especially careful. But, you know, as far as my family went, we took our two daughters with us, and they actually graduated from a high school in Brazil, and really never worried about them. They learned a lot about personal safety and personal accountability, and I know if you'd ever get a chance one-on-one with them, they still, you know, chatter on about their time, you know, the 2 to 3 years that they spent in Brazil before they came back to go to school at Michigan State.
We're talking with Scott Weibrew, who is the plant manager for Lansing Grand River Assembly, LGR. Scott, when looking at your plant, it blows you away to see the technology, to see the neatness and cleanliness and organization, and the employees are just look great. And I saw smiles on their faces while they were working, and I know a lot of people are happy to be working. But I just saw people working with joy and with pride, and that has to start from the top and work its way down.
Well, you know, it really starts with, you know, when you come to work every day, you know, you don't want to be a robot. You want to be empowered to make decisions that really impact your work envelope or your work environment. And the one thing we're really proud of at Lansing Regional Stamping, the Lansing Delta Township plant in Lansing Grand River, is really the team concept that we've been able to implement. You know, a team leader, a UAW employee, basically has another team of workers, UAW workers, that they work with on a daily basis. They understand what their safety practices need to be. If they have an issue, they can resolve that issue. They know what the training matrix needs to be, so they get their training. And then really they manage their quality and their throughput and even manage their cost, understanding what they need to do from an efficiency standpoint on a day-to-day basis in order to be successful as part of the team. So, you know, they are businessmen and businesswomen that are building these vehicles for us.
And the CTS is an awesome vehicle. It was pretty impressive to see them going down the assembly line. I think most know that they're a sweet-looking car, that they're a very high-performance car. But to hear all those political figures, and I know it can be perceived as rhetoric, but there were a lot of folks, including Mike Rogers, who just got his, and he talked about a story how his new wife drove a Mercedes-Benz and how she switched over to the CTS. The CTS blows people away once they make that drive.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the new vehicle. It's an all-new rear-wheel driven high performance, and it's supposedly going to be competing against the C-Class performance from Mercedes, the BMW 300 series. You're going to be adding 600 people to bring a total of 1,700 employees. A second shift will be added. Tell us about this new Cadillac that you're going to build at Lansing Grand River Assembly.
Well, you pretty much summed up about what we know about it. As I told several people yesterday, they're like, well, why didn't you drive it out here? Why couldn't we see it? What normally happens is you name a plant, and one of the reasons that the plant gets named is now, I even said at the end of my comments, hey, the work starts today, because now what happens is we will very quickly form teams, manufacturing teams, from the same people that I talked about, the team leaders that are managing their units today on the line. We will pull some of those people out, key people for the project, form a team, and then those folks will basically go to the Warren Tech Center, and they'll start working with engineers and manufacturing engineers to basically finish development of the vehicle so that we can build it efficiently through the plant, we can build it safely, and we can build it with a high quality for our customers.
So the
work actually starts today.
When will the second shift employees be hired?
Well, it will probably be just 6 months before start of production. And quite honestly, Tony, we've already announced, you know, we announced the investment, and we're going to announce the launch date of the new car at a later date. And it's after some of this development has been put into place. There's obviously planning dates that GM uses in order to develop business cases, but, you know, quite honestly, we're not ready to share any type of a launch date. And at this point in time, I can honestly tell you, I don't have a timing chart in front of me that I could even give you an estimate of the date.
Scott, before I let you go, I just enjoyed being at the plant Governor Granholm was there. United States Senators Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow were there. Mike Rogers were there. Virge Bonero was there. There was a menagerie of people, but the biggest stars were Dan Ackerson and UAW President Bob King. Everybody wanted to talk to them and be around them. It was pretty interesting to watch that.
Absolutely. We were, I would just tell you, it was a proud day for us yesterday. And it just felt, you know, it felt good. You know, if you think about the prior year, there wasn't a whole lot of things that felt good. And I know Dan had a lot of great statistics about the number of people that we've either been able to retain through investment or be able to add to General Motors. It's like 7,900 employees. You know, that's a great story that isn't really told very much. That, you know, everyone still wants to focus on July of 2009, but we've come out of it. We're building people back into the system. Unemployment, you know, you can read the papers, not good. But when to hear 7,900 people have either retained or been added to the company that we thought we were going to have to leave was a really great news story. And then the amount of money that we've reinvested, it was a nice soundbite even for me sitting there almost as one of the people listening. You know, $3 billion being invested basically back into the economy of the United States is really something good for the country.
Scott Wybrew is the plant manager for Lansing Grand River Assembly, or LGR. They build the Cadillac CTS. Scott, it was a privilege to be at your plant yesterday. I enjoyed it, and I look forward to talking with you again. Thank you so much.
Come visit us anytime at LGR LDT.